You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. The San Joaquin Valley is known for many things. Raisins, the oil industry. Add to that list great literary figures, from William Saroyan in Fresno to Gerald Haslam in Bakersfield, and to a host of poets who have received national and international honors, including the Pulitzer Prize and two Poets Laureate of the United States, who called Fresno home. And now it's time to add a new name to that list, local poet, educator, and Hmong American woman, Maidir Vang, who last week received one of the nation's top honors for a poet at the start of her career. She joins us today on Valley Edition. Maidir, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Last week, the nation learned that you were the winner of the 2016 edition of the Walt Whitman Award. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
I was thrilled. I couldn't believe it. And I think I've mentioned to a few people that first I didn't think it was me. I wanted them to double check to make sure it was me, but it was me.
How does one get into the running to be a part of this award from the Academy of American Poets?
The process is that if you are a poet or a writer and you have a full-length manuscript ready for publication and you want to put it out there to see if it gets picked up, you can submit it to various prizes. And so I went ahead and submitted it last November. I had submitted the year before and I didn't get it. But then I submitted this past year and I was really fortunate to be selected almost out of 1,200.
Tell us a little more about Afterland, the collection that helped you receive this recognition.
So Afterland is a poetry manuscript that I've been working on for over 2 years, actually. It's hard when you ask a poet, okay, what is your work about? You know, that's always the big question. But I feel like a lot of the poetry there really attempts to explore the trauma from the secret war, you know, in Hmong history. It also attempts to be able to sort of understand it. For me, since I was born here in America, I didn't experience the war in the way that my parents and many of my elders did. And so for me, it's a way in which I can explore it through my lens and be able to capture that in the best way that I can poetically.
Yes, certainly. You have to be thrilled individually to receive this honor, and we'll talk about what that means in a bit. But your peers also have to be very excited for you as well. Fresno has a very rich community of Southeast Asian writers, Hmong American writers. What's the community's response been?
Ecstatic. I mean, this is huge for our community, and this is huge for Hmong American literature in the country. This means that a new road will have been paved for the future of writing in our community and the future of being able to tell our stories.
And that has to also be very important, that last thing that you just mentioned, the ability to tell the story of the Hmong people here in America and also back home. So often the media doesn't tell these stories or we don't hear about them in the broader context and in broader public discussion and discourse. Is that something that you hope to accomplish and bring the story of the Hmong people to a wider audience with something like this?
Certainly. That is, you know, always the goal of any writer, is to be able to elevate the voice of a community, specifically if it's a community that they come from. And in my case, I come, you know, as a Hmong American, and realizing that there is a gap in American literature to have our own voices heard, knowing that, you know, when I went to high school, I didn't read any Hmong writers. I didn't know any Hmong poets. That wasn't something I was ever exposed to, you know, and all my life I'd been searching for that. You know, now it's like I want to make myself available to younger writers, you know, who want to explore that road.
We're talking with poet Maidir Vang. The Fresno-based writer recently won the Walt Whitman Award from the American Academy of Poets. It is a premier honor for a poet publishing her first book, and that book, Afterland, is going to be coming out soon through Gray Wolf Press. We'll hear a selection from that in just a moment. But before we get to that, you mentioned those young people growing up, not in your case, not being able to read the works of a Hmong American writer. You are yourself now an educator teaching at Clovis Community College. Your students, do they know of this honor? And what was their reaction when they heard, if they have?
Well, you know, it's funny. They haven't heard yet, I believe, because we went on spring break and it was announced during spring break. So I'm sure I'll hear from them this coming week.
Do you have any Hmong American students?
I do, actually, in my class. I have a few, yes.
What is it like to be on the other side of the classroom with them and to help them achieve their goals?
It's been exciting to be able to be in a position where I can help empower these younger writers, students. I never saw myself in that role before, but now, you know, it's empowering for me. I learned so much from them too, because I see myself in them. I hope that I can do my best to continue to inspire, you know, a new wave of writers.
Let's go ahead and hear something now from Afterland. This is the collection that received the honor, the Walt Whitman Award. It's an award that's, delivered to a poet who has yet to publish her first book. And as part of the deal, I understand that the book gets a publishing deal, or
yes.
You get a publishing deal for
yes.
the book.
Yes, I do.
How does that work, and when will it actually be out?
Well, the book will be released officially in April of 2017. But as of now, I'm already kind of working on it. You know, I'm in the nuts and bolts stages of configuring the manuscript and working with my press to, you know, get everything ready for it.
Well, let's go ahead and hear a selection now. What will you like to read?
I would like to read Your Mountain Lies Down With You.
Let's hear it.
Your mountain lies down with you. Mourn the poppies, the mangosteen and dragon fruit. But you come as a refugee, an exile, a body seeking mountains meaning the same in translation. Here they are. Place your palms on the grasslands. Feel the foothills rise with gray pine and blue oak. Here, rest not by the lotus of your old country, but with carpentarias and fiddlenecks of spring. These woodlands may be unfamiliar. Their sequoias thicker than bamboo, and the rains unable to assemble monsoons. Still, look out the distance from where you lie. You will see Mount Whitney is as beautiful as Pubia. The moon is sharp enough to cut your ears, the one from your village. And notice how these budding magnolias gesture like the petals on a dokchampa. Is that the jungle flower you plucked when you fled? The one you cradled all the way to the ghettos of St. Paul where you first settled? You cried every time you saw its picture. Grandfather, you are not buried in the green mountains of Laos, but here in the Toll House Hills, earth and heaven to oak gods. Your highlands have come home, and now you finally sleep.
Poet My Dear Vang reading from her forthcoming collection of poems, Afterland, recently honored by the Academy of American Poets with the Walt Whitman Award for 2016. Tell me a little more about what brought you into this path of poetry, of literary life.
When I was in about elementary school, I used to dabble in sort of writing science fiction stories, you know, stories about aliens and stories about almost like fairy tales. And so I did that, and I didn't think too much of it, but my teacher at the time thought I was going to someday become an author. And I said, oh, yeah, okay, I'll become an author. But then it didn't occur to me until high school how much I loved poetry. My English teachers were so instrumental in instilling this love for the craft of poetry, not being able to just read it, but to be able to sort of deconstruct it, take it apart, figure out what's going on at the heart of that poem. And then when I finally got into college and was studying English, I began to write seriously. And then I found the Hmong American Writer Circle, which was a group that sort of continue to encourage that love of poetry. I don't know if I'd still be writing if I hadn't found Hawk, just because I don't know if I would have felt encouraged to do it. Being part of that writing community continued to compel me to push forward.
There's a great tradition in Central California of poetry. We now have the U.S. Poet Laureate from Fresno, Juan Felipe Herrera, who follows in the footsteps of Philip Levine, who also held that title. Certainly there are vastly different styles out there amongst all the Valley poets. But why do you think that this area has produced so many outstanding writers, outstanding poets specifically?
That's a fabulous question, and I wish I had the answer. But, you know, I am incredibly honored and humbled to be part of that legacy. You know, I can't even imagine my name appearing next to Juan Felipe Herrera and Philip Levine, but it's an incredible honor. There's something about the Valley that just brings out sort of the rawness and the grit in people's emotions and lives and their experiences. You know, we all have this shared experience of what it was like to grow up in the Valley in Fresno. And yet, I do believe that the Valley is this fertile ground, this frontier for poetry across the nation.
What's next for you? As part of this honor, I understand there's a fellowship in Italy. How exciting is that?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a 6-week residency in Italy in a 15th century castle. So I will have that time to be able to write. I'll be thinking about the Valley. You know, I'll be thinking about how we can use this honor to leverage more resources, more visibility for poetry and for the arts here in the Central Valley.
When you're putting together this book or now working on your second, how does one refine a poem like the one you read? Is there a process that you follow, or is every poem a little bit different in its genesis?
Some people have certain rituals that they like to do before they write, you know, and I'm someone who requires a bit of solitude. When you're around people all the time, it's hard to find that creative space in your own mind to be able to think. I appreciate the ability to be able to kind of go off on my own and be able to sort of reflect and think inwardly. A lot of the times, poems start with just a phrase. So you can sort of take a phrase or word and riff off of that. Sometimes it's even an image. Sometimes I'll see something visually and I'll be able to kind of shape a whole poem around that. And a lot of this, you know, you don't realize that you're doing it as you're doing it, but you are going through a creative process.
Before we go, let's hear one last poem from your new collection, Afterland.
This poem is called "When the Mountains Rose Beneath Us, We Became the Valley." I won't ask why the Saula came to you, Father, or of the poacher who followed, but I ask of the country you lost, the one I never had. Unlike the midwife who sketched birth maps on a girl's body and found a rainforest in her belly, I ask why a body is born to save money but can't pay to cross hell's ferry, or why snow tells us heaven is cold. A sunken missile maddens radiant as firework to the eyes of a tribesman witnessing for the first time. How did an ancient boy drown in a homeless river? I ask why the war-sick warrior who hunts with claws is hiding a poem. A piece of paper hides a garden. What harrowed you most arriving at the last minute to catch your brother's final breath on the hospital bed? Can a unicorn kindle the night, haloed by its flame, torches jutting from its head? Live on. Ask me how I've saved us. Ask me to build our temples so rooted, so stone, we won't ever die out.
A poem from the forthcoming collection Afterland by poet Maider Vang. She teaches English at Clovis Community College in Fresno. Last week, she was honored with the nation's premier honor for emerging poets, the Walt Whitman Award, presented by the Academy of American Poets. It is a fellowship that's presented every year for an emerging poet who is about to publish her first book. In this case, Afterland comes out in just about a year from today. We look forward to seeing it on shelves. And Maider, if people want more information about your work, readings and other things like that, where can they find that?
They can certainly visit my website, which is maidervang.com.
Congratulations on your award. It's great to have you representing all of Central California with this great honor.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.